This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Tomorrow is primary election day in Wisconsin. One of the races to watch is the Republican primary in the 8th Congressional District, where Donald Trump is endorsing Tony Weed.
This race is all about how important is the Trump endorsement in a primary in Wisconsin, especially in the Green Bay area.
WIS Politics editor J.R. Ross says Roger Roth and his supporters can afford a lot of TV ads while Andre Jacques is busy campaigning door to door.
What wins out? Air power, the Trump endorsement, or this kind of credibility that Andre Jacques has?
One of the big races to watch tomorrow is the Democratic primary in the 3rd Congressional District. Rebecca Cook has been campaigning for 2 years and has the most money. Katrina Shanklin has the backing of party and union leaders.
Can she break through, even though she has less money than Rebecca Cook, who has been a great fundraiser, but she doesn't have that same kind of like support with some of these unions and those people who turn folks out?
WIS Politics editor J.R. Ross speaking with WYSN-TV's Upfront. Eric Wilson is also running in the primary. The Wisconsin Technical College system has a new leader. Layla Merrifield has been a fiscal analyst for the Wisconsin Legislative Fiscal Bureau and has also worked as a policy advisor for the technical colleges. Her new role is to oversee Wisconsin's 16 technical colleges. Merrifield starts her new job September 9th. Communities appear to be slow to apply for money to fix up rural roads. The Wisconsin Agricultural Road Improvement Program aims to fix roads damaged by heavy agricultural and logging traffic. The program has given out $50 million this year, and the deadline to apply for the next round of $100 million is the end of September. There are new standards for meat to carry the USDA certified organic label, but farmers have until the end of 2028 to comply. Seth Milstein is a reporter for Sentient Media.
There were various procedures that were just flat out banned in the new standards. Tail docking of cows and gestation crates and farrowing cages for pigs or toe clipping chickens.
Milstein points out the standards affect only farmers who volunteer to have their products certified USDA organic. Wisconsin wildlife officials expect more deer in the woods this fall. The Department of Natural Resources released its annual deer forecast last week. Mild weather last winter helped more fawns survive the cold weather months. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. A recent study shows that 16% of teens have tried marijuana before they were 13. This local survey done by the Marathon County Health Department says that kids are trying it at even younger ages and with potentially more harmful THC products. And marijuana isn't even the main concern anymore. Delta is. Delta 9 is the actual chemical in marijuana that's illegal, but Delta 8 and 10 in synthetic products are in a gray area. The 2018 Farm Bill allows the sale of products containing under 0.3% of THC. Anyone can buy them at any age over the counter as long as your county doesn't have its own restrictions. Marathon County is researching a potential THC ordinance as doctors are speaking out about an alarming trend with these synthetic products. One North Central healthcare doctor said he's seen an uptick in patients experiencing psychosis, often after taking THC and synthetic marijuana. The doctors say the majority of patients experiencing this are between the ages of 15 and 25. Half of Wisconsin's fire chiefs say that they don't have the financial resources to cover their department's budgets. And new research shows that over 10% of the state's fire departments had at least one instance last year of not responding to a service call. The survey of nearly 200 fire chiefs found a rise in service calls, staffing shortages, and inadequate budgets among the top concerns facing fire departments. One option is consolidating resources with other departments, but such action would require a change in state law. And local schools will soon be receiving federal funds to support more learning outside of school hours. The Department of Public Instruction awarded over $6 million to 57 community learning centers in Wisconsin. The funds will be used to enhance learning activities during out-of-school time. This, of course, will reinforce the things that the students learn during the day and offer students a connection with adults and peers. It's almost time for kiddos to head back to school, and the Wisconsin State Patrol is reminding drivers to pay attention and help keep kids safe. August is School Bus Safety Month. Be aware and eliminate distractions. When red lights are flashing, stop at least 20 feet away in both directions. When yellow lights are flashing, slow down. The bus is about to stop. Speaking of, Lamers & Weston is hiring bus drivers this week. You need to be at least 21 years old, and they are especially looking for part-time help, as moms and dads can actually bring their child along on the routes with them. This Thursday, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., you can show up and do a quick interview, test drive a bus, and see what the job is like on the spot. If you land the job, they also give attendance and safety bonuses, totaling up to $2,400 a year. Lamers bus drivers in Weston only work with the D.C. Everest School District, and there will be minor changes in busing routes for the school year. More information on those changes will come out before the end of this month. It's National Immunization Awareness Month. Now is the time to get vaccinated to prevent fall flu season. You can visit your primary care physician to discuss and administer the vaccines that are right for you and your family. And the Rhinelander Oneida County Airport got a $12 million upgrade, which their runway has been the same since 1977. Now, passengers will get a smooth and easy takeoff and landing experience. This project will repair and update the concrete, ceiling cracks, add new lighting, and new paint. The project is almost completely federally funded, saving taxpayers some extra bucks. And airport officials say that no flights will be impacted by the ongoing construction, and it's expected to be completed by October. And the Wisconsin fall primary is tomorrow. To learn more about who and what is on your ballot and where your polling place is, head to myvote.wi.gov. And that's what you need to know. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
The Dodgers are coming to town. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a four-game series against the LA Dodgers tonight in Milwaukee. Veteran lefty Clayton Kershaw on the mound for Los Angeles against the Brewers' Freddie Peralta. Yesterday, the crew got a look at lefty D.L. Hall, back for the first time since going on the IL last April. Manager Pat Murphy.
Best he's thrown all year, my opinion, that I've witnessed. Thought he deserved better luck. I don't think he would have given up but one run. Thought he maintained it. I thought he was very good.
The Brewers losing 4-3 to the Reds, snapping a five-game winning streak for Milwaukee. NFL, Packers back at practice this week. Then they head to Denver to play the Broncos Sunday night. The Badgers have a quarterback competition going on. Is it going to be Tyler Van Dyke or Braden Locke?
These guys are battling right now, and I think the advantage that Braden has is he has a year under his belt and a huge working knowledge, and he is twice the player that he was last year. I just said that in the staff meeting the other day. He is vastly improved.
That's offensive coordinator Phil Longo. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Bob Odenkirk and Bill Burr have been on their share of stages, but both will experience a first when they head to Broadway next spring. The actor-comedians will join Kieran Culkin on Broadway and Glengarry Glen Ross. If you haven't seen the 1992 film written by David Mamet based on his play of the same title, it's worth a watch. The story is set in a cutthroat Chicago real estate office. Burr will be in the Dave Moss role, played by Ed Harris in the film. Culkin will play Richard Roma, who is portrayed by Al Pacino, and Odenkirk takes the role of Shelley Levine, the character played by Jack Lemmon. That's one to see. If Taylor Sheridan has writer's cramp, he is great at hiding it. He's written yet another Yellowstone spinoff that's headed to the little screen. The show Madison will star Michelle Pfeiffer as the female lead. She will also executive produce. Madison follows a New York City family as they adjust to life in the West. Rumors are that Kurt Russell will also join the cast. Madison's previous title was 2024. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. Slight chance of a thunderstorm today. Otherwise, sunshine and 78. For tonight, partly cloudy, low of 55. Sunny, 81 for Tuesday. 82 on Wednesday with mostly sunny skies. Slight chance of a shower on Thursday with highs in the mid-70s.
Right now, it's 62.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at bullfallsradio.com.